You can now support the Well Soul podcast by visiting buymeacoffee.com/WellSoulPodcast. For the cost of a cup of coffee, you could be part of me helping others connect with God through scripture, reflection, and prayer. Visit buymeacoffee.com/WellSoulPodcast or click the link at the top of the show notes. Welcome to the Well Soul Podcast, where we pause to drink in scripture, reflect, and pray. I am your host, Shauna Scott, and sometimes life leaves our souls feeling parched. So come to the well of living water that never runs dry. Welcome to Luke 19, in our Certainty of Faith series, through the Gospel of Luke. Today's chapter is where our reading of Jesus' life starts to speed up toward his sacrifice for our salvation. Once again, this chapter has several stories that I will summarize so we can focus on one passage, where we will consider the pattern of our lives towards faithfulness. Luke 19 begins with the story of Jesus and Zacchaeus. Jesus is making his way toward Jerusalem and passes through Jericho, where a short and extremely rich man, Zacchaeus, climbs a tree in hopes to get a glimpse of this famous religious teacher. Jesus stops. He looks up at Zacchaeus in what I imagine is right into his soul, and he says, "I am coming to your house." Zacchaeus comes down from the tree in what we can imagine is excitement, and he hosts Jesus in his home. Then we read something quite shocking that Zacchaeus says. He calls Jesus Lord. And then he says that he will give away half of his possessions to the poor, and he will repay anyone whom he's cheated 4 times the amount he took. Jesus responds that salvation has come to his house that day, for the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. This is where we come to our passage today that we will drink in more slowly. Before I read, take a moment to breathe in and out. Set aside your mental task list and be fully present to God's presence as you listen to the word. Come, Holy Spirit, come, wash us in your word. As you listen to the passage today, focus on the character of each person mentioned. Jesus is teaching in a parable, starting in verse 12 and going to 26. He said, "A man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed as king and then to return. So he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. 'Put this money to work,' he said, 'until I come back.' But his subjects hated him and sent a delegation after him to say, 'We don't want him to be our king.' He was made king, however, and returned home. Then he sent for the servants to whom he had given the money, in order to find out what they had gained with it. The first one came and said, Sir, your mina has earned 10 more. Well done, my good servant, his master replied. Because you have been trustworthy in a very small matter, take charge of 10 cities. The second came and said, Sir, your mina has earned 5 more. His master answered, You take charge of 5 cities. Then another servant came and said, Sir, here is your mina. I have kept it laid away in a piece of cloth. I was afraid of you, because you are a hard man. You take out what you did not put in, and you reap what you did not sow. His master replied, I will judge you by your own words, you wicked servant. You knew, did you, that I am a hard man, taking out what I did not put in and reaping what I did not sow? Why then didn't you put the money on deposit so that when I came back I could have collected it with interest? Then he said to those standing by, Take his mina away from him and give it to the one who has 10 minas. Sir, they said, he already has 10. He replied, I tell you that everyone who has more will be given, but as for the one who has nothing, even what they have will be taken away. Listen to the Holy Spirit for a moment. What are you learning or being reminded of from this passage? Now, there is a lot going on in this passage to unpack, so if you'd like to see the show notes for Bible study, I encourage you to do so. But for our reflection today, I want us to focus on the character of those entrusted with minas. The first servant the king called trustworthy, and the last servant was afraid, and the king called him wicked. God has entrusted us with the work of the kingdom of God. He is our King, and He's given each of us stewardship, resources, talents, abilities, spiritual gifts. Are we hiding them in a piece of cloth because we are afraid? Or are we trustworthy? Take some time to reflect about what you might be afraid of when it comes to what God is leading you to do. Now the rest of the chapter, we shift into Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem as he rides in like a king would. And people shout, Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. He enters the temple and sees the financial exploitation. People have turned worship into swindling those that come to worship God. And they've set up business in the place where devout non-Jewish worshipers would pray. Jesus was furious. And then Jesus started teaching in the temple daily, and the chief priests and other leaders wanted him killed. This is where the chapter ends today. The kingdom of God has come, Jesus is preparing to lay down his life for those of us who believe. Are we afraid to follow Jesus in all the things he's telling us to do, like the last servant with the one minus? Or are we going to be found faithful, trustworthy, by doing what we can with the skills and resources God has given us? Pray about this, or whatever else the Holy Spirit is moving in your heart. Let's pray. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we worship you. Thank you so much today for this story that is reminding us that we want to be found trustworthy. God, help us to follow you so that we can be faithful stewards. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me today on the Wealth Soul podcast. If this episode encouraged your faith, I invite you to support the production of this podcast by visiting buymeacoffee.com/Wealth Soul Podcast. For the cost of a cup of coffee, you can help others drink in scripture, reflect, and pray. Visit buymeacoffee.com/Wealth Soul Podcast. I also invite you to subscribe to the Wealth Soul Monthly, a digital newsletter that includes reflection, podcast highlights, and resources to help you live with a well soul. Click the link in the show notes to join us. Now, if you'd like to study the book of Luke more deeply than the podcast allows, I encourage you to look at the resources linked in the show notes. I would like to give a special thanks to Dr. Sandra Glahn for her Latte with Luke Bible study and Brian Vasquez Productions, who has made this podcast possible. This episode is sponsored by socialremix.co, that is socialremix.co, a social media generating website that saves you hours of content creation with just a click of a button. For more information, see the link in the show notes. God bless you, and I pray that you have a well soul.